Staying with the pandemic, the Dáil has been told that the IT system for the vaccination programme is not working and that data has to be recorded by pencil and paper. The issue is raised by Deputy Cathal Berry from the Regional Independence Group today. He's also a doctor and has been helping to administer the vaccine in nursing homes. The Taoiseach has said the IT systems would be functional in the near future.
Many people in the chamber may not be aware, but the IT system does not work at all. If you go to a nursing home and you open your laptop, you can't input any data from a vaccine perspective at all, which is a big problem. So, in effect, we're combining 21st century cutting-edge vaccine medicine with 13th century means of recording them, which is just pencil and paper. And that has significant downstream effects for data presentation and for situational awareness, both for decision makers and for members of the public.
In relation to the IT system, an IT system has been developed that was delivered to the HSE at the end of December, and additional functionality is being added, but it's not needed yet, as the Deputy pointed out. At the moment, we're vaccinating in nursing homes and in healthcare settings, and it is a pen and paper exercise at the moment. But we will very much need the IT system when we go out to the GPs and out to the pharmacies. And I'm told that we'll be ready for when it's required, which is most likely next month sometime.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar responding there to Deputy Cathal Berry in the Dáil this afternoon. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, lots of questions on the part of the public, but also on the part of many of our politicians in relation to this vaccination programme and the fact that the Taoiseach are there admitting that it's still a pen and paper exercise at this stage will very clearly cause at least some concern.
Yeah, and I think the view around Leinster House and Cathal Berry expressing it as well is that while the vaccine programme is underway, that it is sluggish thus far. The government emphasising, though, that this could change dramatically if on the 29th of January, as expected, the AstraZeneca drug is approved by the European Union. From that point onwards, the government say a target of vaccinating more than 100,000 people every week should be achieved because, of course, the storage requirements for that particular vaccine are very different. And don't require quite as much detailed effort. So that would change things and it would change the numbers. But you can see that there are concerns that this is not happening quick enough. 700,000 is the figure that has been spoken about a lot in the last 24 hours or so. That's the total number that will receive the vaccination in the first quarter of the year, according to government.
The Taoiseach also challenged by Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin in relation to hospital capacity and particularly around issues of staffing and in relation to the extent to which this present surge was prepared for, was been anticipated in advance.
Yeah, Sinn Féin saying that there was a chance during the summer months in particular to ramp up capacity and that that would have gone a long way towards dealing with the present surge, and saying too that up to 1,500 people are still available for the Beyond Call for Ireland initiative through that, people that health professionals, doctors and nurses who said they would be willing to come to the country, come back to the country to work. The Taoiseach responding by saying that a lot of those applicants weren't suitable in the end when it came to finding positions for them, but saying something else too about in relation to the situation in hospitals, saying that it is a precarious one at the moment and it continues to deteriorate, but pointing out that the net number of people who were admitted yesterday with COVID-19, more people were discharged than admitted, but that it will be a precarious situation for another fortnight. And on that front too, there are talks ongoing with the private hospitals to try and get up to 60% capacity from those hospitals to deal with this particular crisis. At the moment, 30% has been agreed.
Very good, Micheál Lehane. Thank you for that.